easy one. You must be delighted. I thought he's done really well out there. A lot of character.
Yeah. And
some great goals as well.
We did. I thought it was an actual good, very good game. We knew in terms of coming here, you could see in the size of the squad that we had today, a late call off with Goody, who failed a fitness test. So there was wee things flown in there today, and you have to bend, and we continue to do that. And I thought, man to man, I thought our game plan worked a treat. I know we didn't see long periods of the ball, but I thought when we did, we made it count. We had very good chances in the first half.
I think the thing for me, you mentioned that from my point of view, from like the Falkirk Herald's point of view, it was Falkirk did have a lot of the ball, but it seemed as if Clyde were quite comfortable. So do you think that worked in your favour then?
There's no doubt about that, and it's educating players that when the game's in front of you and the game's in certain areas that you've spoke about and discussed, that you're comfortable, you're doing a great job. What's more important is when you do get the wee shots out, that you make it count. And as I said there, I thought we'd done that very well today. I thought we were very unfortunate not to go in at half-time. I didn't see a great deal even when I watch it back with Big Jonesy's header. I thought it was a great finish. And we always know that the threat that a Falkirk team possesses. I like them as a team. I think they rotate the ball well. I think they get into good areas. They've got good pace up front, particularly with Morrison's. But I thought, as a whole today, we turned their strengths into weaknesses, or we certainly knew how to counteract that. We didn't start the second half in the best shape that we'd spoke about in at half time. And Morrison gets in for once, and it even shows you what a bit of pace in that does, even when an experienced defender like Mark Docherty, he still wants to grab him, because Morrison's still got a lot to do from that angle, or pick someone out. But it was a great response from us, and I thought, collectively, I thought today we were absolutely fantastic. I thought there was some fantastic individual performances in particular. I thought the boys playing was exceptional today. I thought Big Jones to a man, and not just in terms of what they do with the ball. I'm on about things that I've seen for the sideline off the ball. I thought our shape was fantastic.
And finally, just the last thing I was going to mention, obviously when you go down, that just was the character of the side they've got at the moment to come back, because it could be easy to think, right, they've got a new manager, they're on a decent bounce, we've given away a penalty, it could be easy to go down in that moment, but it just shows the kind of recent form on your side and how well you're doing at the moment.
Yeah, well, I think, the triggers that we've picked and how we've put them into areas where we knew that we would get little steals on it. And when I'm talking about the little steals, it's important that you then make them count. And as you could see, I didn't think we had... Up until I thought we should have had a stone wall penalty before the one that we got, to be perfectly honest. And maybe just maybe the referee thinks, well, I've got one wrong there, and then we get that one, gets us back into the game. And then an absolutely fantastic, header with Jones. That's a skill in itself. He's not just flicked that on, he's actually put it into the pathway where a fantastic timing of the run he's playing is met. But the character of the boys, 6 weeks ago, I questioned whether we still had that character, and they're proving me. They tell me where that character is, in terms of what they've given today. And, it's a fantastic... There's been a bit of disappointment and negativity, for the beginning of the season, a wee bit of a big roller coaster, should I say, up and down there. But, that's 6 games now, or somebody pointed out there, 6.5 games undefeated there, and that's not a bad wee run. But as I said there, we want to keep that momentum, we want to keep going into the right end, heading towards the right end of the table, and coming to places and playing and picking your wicks against the best teams and full-time teams. That's a great credit to each and every single one of the players in that dressing room. I'm absolutely delighted for our own fans that couldn't have come and witnessed that live today. The next best thing is that the live stream that, and they can share in the fantastic performance that it was today.
Cheers, Danny.
All right, guys.
2022 in the top half of the league as well.
Well, I've not looked at that, Sean, but, as I said, we're now coming into that second half of the season now, aren't we? And You know, you've always got a run of games. It's a marathon at the beginning of it, but then as you get to that halfway stage, then things start to either stretch at the top, you know, there's a cluster in the middle, or you're detached at the bottom. So I'm glad to see that we're heading in the direction of where I believe that this group of players should be.